Welcome to Jamaica House Weekly, where we highlight happenings in the office of the Prime Minister. On today's program, government committed to providing compulsory education for 3 to 18-year-olds, private sector urged to increase investment in the economy, and new Economic Growth Council Executive Director appointed. I'm Anjui James Sawyers. Stay tuned. Come January 2, 2018, the Electoral Commission of Jamaica, ECJ, is to formally start the registration of political parties in keeping with the Political Parties Registration Regulations 2017. The regulations, which fall under the Representation of the People Act, provides a framework for the registration and deregistration of political parties and also facilitates a system whereby an accurate and up-to-date record can be kept on each political party. The legislation makes it mandatory for a political party to be registered if it is going to contest an election. It also deals with how individuals and organizations can contribute to political parties and candidates, stipulations regarding the disclosure of the contributions, as well as penalties for false and non-disclosures. Speaking in Parliament recently, Prime Minister Andrew Holness said amendments to the Act which deal with campaign financing will come into effect on March 1, 2018. Meanwhile, Prime Minister Andrew Holness says the government will continue to provide compulsory education for Jamaicans aged 3 to 18 years old. Speaking at the 4th Annual Career Advancement Program CAP graduation and awards ceremony in Montego Bay recently, Mr. Holness said more traditional and non-traditional avenues were being sought to provide education and training for young people. Part of that thrust, the Prime Minister says, is placing more focus on occupational and other non-traditional degrees.
The Jamaican state must guarantee every single Jamaican citizen the opportunity to access high-quality education from their third birthday to their 18th birthday. And we decided that we would put in place the resources, put in place the institutions to make this happen.
In the meantime, Prime Minister Andrew Holness is again calling on the private sector to increase their investment in the economy. Mr. Holness was speaking at the opening of the new BMW and Mini showrooms in St. Andrew, where he commended the ATL Group for its continued investment in Jamaica.
And the government is working very hard to ensure that not just Gordon Booth Stewart will invest, but that every single Jamaican entrepreneur who has the industry, the drive, the enterprise, the entrepreneurship can, in the Jamaican environment, take the risk and invest.
The Prime Minister says the government is ready to partner with private investors and make the necessary financing and policies available for an investor-friendly economy. The showrooms form part of a $50 million investment by Sandals Resort International, ATL Autobahn, and Marriott International that will also see the construction of a lifestyle center, complete with a hotel, conference center, restaurant, spa, and gym. And Senator Aubyn Hill has been appointed Executive Director of the Economic Growth Council. Prime Minister Andrew Holness made the announcement during a press conference at Jamaica House last Tuesday. Among other things, Mr. Hill will be tasked with developing economic policies to drive growth, as well as work with both the public and private sectors to implement growth-inducing initiatives.
As I outlined, the critical functions, develop economic policy, a set of policies that finds consensus both with the private sector, the public sector, the government, to develop a doctrine of economic growth, to help with the accountability for growth and to help with the coordination of economic growth strategies and projects across the government.
Mr. Hill says he will be working closely with stakeholders in the public sector to cultivate an economic growth-oriented mindset. This, he says, will ensure a stronger focus on efficiency and productivity, as well as encourage the implementation of more growth-inducing projects from the public sector. That's it for this week's program. Thanks for staying tuned. I'm Anjui James Sawyers, with Studio Engineer Andre Sawyers, inviting you to join us next week, same time, same station, for another edition of Jamaica House Weekly.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.